it's very difficult to really understand what's going on. It's hard. I don't blame anybody. To rostering is probably one of the most difficult thing you can imagine. You know, labor costs as well here is quite high comparing to any part I've been in. I've been to China, Dubai, I've been to a lot of other countries. You know, they don't face with the same kind of challenges we're facing as well.
From a cost and of labor perspective, right?
Cost of labor perspective, but not just that, even workforce competitiveness doesn't really exist in our market. We don't have a lot of workforce that you can choose from.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is episode one of a new five-part series with the esteemed Noah Adra from Stitch Coffee in Sydney, Australia. Noah, welcome back to the podcast for like the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, I don't know how many times now.
Can't be more excited than this. But yes, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine, sir. We are in a very interesting time in the history of our industry. And I've got some shit that I want to talk about. And you're my human to bring on the podcast when I want to have conversations about stuff that I don't understand and that I want to explore. But also, you're in the Australian coffee industry, and there's some really, really interesting stuff that's going on in the Australian coffee industry. And so in this series, we're going to be talking about the state of the Australian coffee industry right now. The Australian coffee industry seems to be a leading indicator for what happens in the rest of the world. And with the interesting things that are happening in the economy and on a global level right now, I thought that might be interesting for us to discuss. So let's start off with, because there are a lot of new people listening to the podcast these days. So for anyone who hasn't had the pleasure of meeting you on the podcast before, can you give us a quick rundown of what you do?
Yes. So my name is Nawar. I run two companies side by side. I've got a co-roasting space that we call it Eker. Used to be known as CRS. And at the same time, I run Stitch Coffee Roasters, which is a brand. We have online, we have retail stores, and we do wholesale. And at the same time, I do manufacturing of drip bag and steep bag in Australia. We do a few things, put it that way. Yeah.
Stitch is my favorite coffee brand in the world for a lot of reasons. It's the best coffee, I think, the way that it's roasted, prepared, and presented as a product, by far, of any brand in the world. Also, the branding, I've seen this brand evolve from the birth of it. So I've had the honor of watching that. And the things that you have done with this brand and growing as an owner is just something remarkable. Makes me very proud of you. But also the way that I have seen you show up as a business owner, as the industry has changed so much over the past, let's say, 10 years, means that having this conversation with you is probably the best person that I could have this conversation with. If we start this conversation at the perspective of a global level, right? So this episode, we're going to have a conversation about the state of coffee in 2024. And then in the next episode, we're going to talk about more specifically what's going on in Australia. Because would you agree that this is a really unique time in the history of our industry?
Yeah, I think we've never really seen so many changes so quickly. And I think we had to really adapt much faster than before. Like a few years back, probably the C market was a lot more stable. You know, the Aussie dollar was kind of fluctuate a little bit here and there. And you could tell, the copy that we bought for like 4 or 5 years was always in the same, or even 6 years in a row was literally the same price
Right.
throughout. And then, COVID came, first year, second year, third year, boom. And now we're living in a world where, like, you really don't know where you're at anymore. You can't really, first of all, you can't forecast. It's very hard to forecast. It's very hard to roster people. Like, you really don't know when you're going to be busy.
Wow.
Like, you really don't know when you're going to have just a pack of people coming out of nowhere. And then the next day, there's nobody, right? It's really confusing to run a coffee shop or a brand or anything, because you see shifts in people buying habits. So coffee, they're not buying a lot in the cafe, they're drinking it more at home. Or you can see every offices now, they have a coffee machine and everybody just pressing it and putting, like, one sugar in it or whatever they're doing in that space. But you can see that it's really becoming much more and more difficult. And earlier on, we always thought, coffee bring people into your coffee shop. But I think right now it's changed a little bit. Food is more essential than coffee. Like, we tried to focus on coffee a lot, but then when we changed a little bit the menu, we saw that, people, it just shifted. Like, the numbers shifted the way it was. Maybe 15% kitchen, now the kitchen has almost taken over the coffee. It's very difficult to really understand what's going on. It's hard. I don't blame anybody. To rostering is probably one of the most difficult thing you can imagine. Labor costs as well here is quite high comparing to any part I've been in. I've been to China, Dubai, I've been to a lot of other countries. They don't face with the same kind of challenges we're facing as
From a
well.
cost of
And what
labor
we're really,
perspective, right?
cost of labor perspective, but not just that, even workforce competitiveness doesn't really exist in our market. We don't have a lot of workforce that you can choose from, so you're really, really limited in what you can do and can't do. You are very limited in your hiring strategy. Sometimes you can wait, but doesn't mean you're going to get the perfect person. Like, these days, you're just looking for, can I train them? Are they willing? Are they ready? Like, you're going to spend a lot more time on training than ever before. Before you might be able to see baristas shifting around and, to get somebody who has 2 or 3 years experience was maybe a little bit easier than what it is today. But all those things really playing a very big pressure on small business owners, especially most of the cafe industry. A lot of it is run by small businesses. Obviously, there's big roasters, there's big companies out there. But here, we all small people, not small people, but small business owners, where you have limited resources. You really don't have time to lift your head up and look beyond the counter sometimes. Sometimes I don't, I like, sometimes when you're in it, you're in it. You try to put system and procedures, but you're working on the ground all the time. It's very hard. It's very stressful, and that's really, really impacting a lot. The way we are operating and the way we are approaching each and every challenge,
Tell me something on that. First of all, people significantly underestimate the stress of being a small business owner. Big time. Right?
Huge.
Like, people come into our industry thinking it's all about muffins and espresso. Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's not glamorous.
At all. Second of all, I want to ask you kind of a numbers-driven question. When you, let's say 5 years ago, right? What percentage of revenue do you think, or if you can cast back, what percentage of revenue was labor?
5 years ago, I remember we always It used to be around the 30-ish, 30 to 35.
Right. Everyone used to say that. Right. Everyone used to say, if keep your labor costs around.
Kind of the bracket. Like if you do 28, you're like, you're doing a really, really good job. Even 35 was considered a lot. Like it wasn't, you know, because the rent back then was, you know, less than 10%. So your cost, the thing is, it's not just labor, it's combination of the three big factors, which is the rent, very high cost of goods. So the cost of goods, they're not 20s anymore.
No.
They're 30s. Closer to 32. And in some cases, it depends how serious you are and have what kind of, you know, like how proud you are of that particular product to be presented to your customer. It's going to cost you sometimes to 40% or 38 or 37. And plus, you got the rent that was considered below 10. That is good. Now it's hover between 12 and 15. It depends. So if you really started looking at it, it becomes, you know, these days, most of people are hovering. And if you're, you know, doing well, and obviously you're working there, but you're looking at 5%, you know, comparing to 15 and 20 in the past, where you could easily do 3-4 cups a day by same customer. Now it's one cup and buy a bag to make it at home, or you know, they might have a cup in the morning and most of the afternoon in the office. And they still people not fully back, you know, you still have that 4 in 1 day, like at home now.
Yeah.
If there is a public holiday, see you later, not going to see anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's areas that actually don't it used to be pumped with a lot of office people. And right now, these areas don't even have anyone coming back, as in all the office is going to left the building altogether. You know, so there's a lot of things going on, and not because shifting. It's not happening. Yeah, it's shifting, but rapid, right? So it's not allowing you the time to cope, to think, to rethink, to redo. You know, it's just going. It's just boom, 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 and you're like, okay, I fixed this. Damn, there's another thing now here, now there. Yeah, it's definitely a lot more challenging and very erratic, and it's very hard to comprehend everything because it's overwhelming, I think is the right word, at this stage. And you really need to have, like, we are struggling, like, you know, we opened, we had a cafe that was nice and not that busy, and then we opened another one. It's like, bang, what the hell is going on here? And it's a struggle to actually, you know, kind of go from here to like, boom, with 20 people to 40 people. Okay, what are the systems? How do we make it better? How do we adjust? How do we fix this? How do we do that? You know, especially when you're not doing the regular hours where you only, you know, most of cafes here open 7, shut 3, you know, just kind of easy to work around that. Mm. But when you start to go 7 till 5, it become a very different operation altogether, you know?
Yeah, that's two shifts now, right?
Because 38 hours a week, because, you know, you only have limited things and that. So it's, and you don't have competitive labor force. And that is something we need to, you know, really think about it a lot before you open anything or think about it. And this is kind of the big challenge. And we can see a lot of restaurant kind of let go the idea, a lot of very high-end restaurants like kind of shut down as well. You can see that there's a lot more lease sign. I'm not here to bring gloom or anything like that.
We're talking about the reality of the situation, right? Like that's what's necessary right now. This is not about doom and gloom or anything like that. And folks, I want to give you some feedback. From the series that I did with Madeline about, well, we talked about what happened at SEA, the number one comment that we got back from people was, thank you. I thought I was the only person that was in crisis. That was really a jarring to me to hear that, because there is a lot of people who are experiencing challenging time, but because we're not all talking to each other about it, we think that we're the only ones that are experiencing it. Well, the opposite of that is if I know that I'm in crisis and I know that Noah is in crisis and we start talking about it, immediately we can work towards solutions and supporting each other. And that's where the positive element of this story comes in. This is not about identifying what's wrong with everything. This is about being real about it so that we can fast forward directly to solutions. We don't need to sit in the doom and gloom. We need to identify what the problem is and start working towards solutions. If we're ignoring what's going on, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
That's it. So I want to just finish off my question, if that's okay, about the labor. So if I understand you correctly, labor from where you were sitting was the sweet spot was around 30%. 28 was good. 32 was on the high side. Right? Or 35 was on the high side, right? Would you say that now, where would you say labor is?
42.
Fuck.
Yeah, 40 to 42, yeah. Because work cover is tripled. That work. Thing is, you're not just calculating.
Labor, you have to do superannuation, or that's 401k for whoever's listening.
And work cover is very, very expensive these days. It went up by like 3 times.
And why it's important for people to hear stuff like this is because if they have other people that are telling them, you should be running, and there are a lot of consultants out there that are talking this shit, that are saying you should be running your labor at 20%, and they can't get their labor anywhere near 20%, and they can't even get it anywhere near 30%. They think they're doing something wrong. But when I speak to people again and again and again, no one's able to get their labor lower than 40%.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. Even here in Dubai, where labor, unfortunately, is a lot cheaper than it is in most countries, the clients here, they want their coffee right now. So from the time they order to the time they get their V60, which is what everyone drinks V60 here, they want their coffee quickly. So you have to double your labor force to make that happen. It's still a burden on the business.
Yeah, and I'm talking from a perspective. We have Uber Milk. You have, Wally. We've got the Quinston. We've got all the grind by weight. Coffee grinders, like we do whatever. It's almost a semi-automatic.
Yeah, operation.
Operation, and it's still quite difficult because, we're using quality. We're using Jersey Milk. Mm-hmm. We're using, Oatly's or, the Milk Lab Almond or all those companies. We're choosing the best ingredients that goes with it. Even I'm a coffee roaster myself, which give me that little advantage in terms of the cost of goods of the coffee because, we're manufacturing from the ground up. We're still facing, other challenges when it comes to those type of operation, how do we go by it? And the issue is not that we can drop the labor. One day it could be 38, the next day you're hoping is gonna be busy because last week was busy or the week before was
right busy.
and then the normal busy day is not busy anymore. So it's quite confusing. And the day you put the labor down, you get like
it's a
the
busy
highest
day.
Sales of that day.
And your staff hate like, you.
Yeah, and you can't look at a roster every 3 months, it does not make sense because, it's like really like almost a freaking, an exchange rate just keep going up and down. Like really don't know what to do. And that's... You really like the biggest investment is training people, and not many people has that type of time, because you
experience
to train them.
Yeah,
they're gonna be within the working hours. How are you gonna?
Yeah, you can't
train someone within the working hours after hours, and you're gonna get people to cover them up, and like it's hard.
And if you're a barista that's listening to this, or a coffee roaster that's listening to this, this is going to give you some insight into why it's just not so easy to pay you more. Like these are legitimate challenges that every single business owner is facing around the world right now. And so when you're coming to a business owner saying, but look, they're only paying us this much, they're paying you what they're paying you and they're still struggling every single month to pay the bills. I hope that the value that these kinds of conversations brings to people, not just business owners, but to employees who are hoping to one day open their own business, this gives you the insight into how do you prepare so that you can be a business owner, but also how can you have some empathy for the people that you're working for right now and work together so that you can make this business survive longer so that you're both bearing the fruits of what ends up happening from that. So in the next episode, folks, we're going to be talking about specifically the Aussie coffee scene because it's usually a lead indicator of what's going to happen in coffee industries around the world. However, this is a very unique moment in the history of our industry and you can be sure as shit that we won't know anything about what happens next, but we're going to have a try and have a conversation about it. So please join us for that. Peace, love and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon, and stay tuned for more great conversations on the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.